We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are starting four lines from the bottom of Lamed Beis or Beis. Zok to Gemara. Rava Bar Sharshaim Nofik Ala Kala Deka Ochel Ara Diyasme. There were rumors that Rava, who was sitting on a property, Rava Bar Sharshaim, and the rumor was that this property really belongs to the Yishayimim, and he's going there taking advantage of the Yishayimim eating their from their property. Omle Abaya confronted Rava Bar Sharshaim. Omle Abaya, Emily Ezigufa Dov Dahai Chava. Tell me exactly what's going on. What's the story? Omle, so he said like this. Rava Bar Sharshaim said like this. Omle Arab Mashkunta have an akita ma'avuim de Yasme. I was sitting on this property as a mashkin from the Yisrael's father, Vundi Yasme. Now, it was whatever mashkin was. It was a Mashkanta de Surah. Mashkanta de Surah means that you sit on this mashkin and you take payers on the mashkin until the chayiv is finished. For example, if it's $1 million chayiv and the property is worth $100,000 a year, so every year you deduct $100,000. After 10 years, you'll give back the property. And Kai Chava, in the father's lifetime, he was sitting on the mashkanta the Surah. And actually finished in the days of the father, could be finished already, or right after the father died. If they finished the Mishkanta Surah by now, and he was sitting here for 10 years, so he had a chazakah. And everyone knew about it also, he had a chazakah that was here for 10 years. So, v'havali zuzi achrina gabe. Well, Maisa, the father owed me more money. V'chalta shnei Mishkanta, I finished the years of the Mishkanta. Amina, this is on top of Lama Gimel Aleph already. Amina, I said to myself, if I give back the property to the Yisayimim and say, here's back your mashkin, and now, by the way, you owe me money. Vamina, this is Yuzachrini Gabe, Davucha, and he says, you know what, you also owe me now a different chayv. Omer Rabbanon, the halacha is, Abali Farm Nechzi Yisayimim, Leivel Veshvor. Then the halacha is, he would need a shvor. This malva would need a shvor to collect the chayv from the Yisayimim. Halacha is, we collect from the Yisayimim, you need a shvor. He doesn't want to make a shvor. So he has a great idea. Ela'ach v'sheil ishtar mashkanta, I'll hide the shtar mashkanta, and then v'ochel shiazuzi, and I'll eat the amount that they owe me, and then I'll give it back afterwards. I'm not trying to steal anything. Just this way, I'll put away the shtar mashkanta, and then why am I allowed to eat the zuzi now? The migudi bi'ina mina l'kuchi v'yadi. I could have said I bought it. They wouldn't have known the better, because I hid the shtar. So mehemna, we believe, ki amin, this lay zuzi gavayu mehemna. And also now, when I say you owe me money, you should believe me, Avamigu. So
this actually
is
on the second one.
The first one was a mashkanta. The second one was nothing. But the thing is that he was sitting on his property for 10 years. He wants to claim he bought it. The problem is if he has a shtar mashkanta on the first loan, so everyone knows he's sitting here as a mashkin. So he said, "I'll hide the shtar mashkanta, and now I be'etzem could say l'kuchi biyadi." But I could have said that. I could have said l'kuchi biyadi that I bought it. And then migu that, I'm believed to say that you owe me money. And that's why I'm sitting here. And I don't need a shvur. And therefore I will not need a shvur. So what's the question? Your question is this. Very good question. You're asking, even when I say l'kuchi biyadi, l'chara, I don't need a shvur. So they freak the Rashbam. He says two terutzim. Look at the Rashbam, mehemna, says l'kuchi biyadi would have been mehemna, would have been believed, below shvur. The ain't a shvur mal kakayis. Number one, there's no shvur on kakayis. When you come collect the chayiv, there's a shvur here that I bought a karka. It's a shvur on the karka. Ain't a shvur mal kakayis. That's number one that Rashbam says. And number two, avoid the cheskes shal yishanim amakim shtar kaim. And therefore, you don't need by a shtar raya. You don't need a shvur. Only when I come to collect something, you need a shvur. But a shtar raya, only a shvur has two pshatim in the Rashbam. You don't like the pshatim. Which shvur would it be anyway? First of all, which shvur would it be? First of all, yeah, let's go start from there. No. L'kuchi biyadi. No, slow. If I would have came and said, I thought maybe you'd be kasha. If you go ahead to the Yisrael and say, I want to collect money, you have to make a shvur. Here he's not saying that. He's not saying you owe me money. He's saying, I could have said l'kuchi biyadi. I'm using that power. If I would have said, I'm sitting on a property here, I'm sitting here at 4 Geffen Drive, and the Yisrael say, it's mine. I say, what do you mean? It's mine. I bought it. How are you going to prove me otherwise? The Yisrael say, it's mine. If I say, I bought it, I have chazaka 3 years, so how are you going to prove me otherwise? That's the taina. So do I make a shvur? No. So therefore, I'm a believer of shvur to collect money. That's the Gemara saying. So I thought you were asking, if I would say the kuch of yod, why would I need a shvur? That's what I was asking. That's what I thought you were asking. Was that your kasha?
No.
So what is your kasha? But that's a good kasha. I have to handle that one exactly. What's your kasha?
Even if we believe you now, you can come and say,
you're right, yeah. You don't have to make sure, because you're coming from which name on the Kuchi Biyadi, it's a migu. That's what we're saying. That's the whole Gemara is saying. That's the whole point of the Gemara. The whole point that he's trying to do is, he had a migu, he could have said the Kuchi Biyadi. He could have said, I bought it. He could have just said, I bought it and finished. Yeah, now I believe that you owe me money. You don't have to make a shua then. What do you make a shua for? Shua is going to bear that you owe me money. You say, I owe me money. I have a bearer, different way, a migu. I have a bearer called a migu. So I thought you were asking, what does the migu help? You have to take a shua on the migu also. The Kuchi Biyadi. So first of all, which shua would that be? It's not a collective emissary shua. The shua will be called shua's hesses. So now, the Rashbam says you don't make that shua here. Well, first of all, in the spa makakoyis. And number two is, if I have a star rai, I don't have to make a shua. That's the two pshat the Rashbam says. On that, Hoisvis, the Maschal Migu, asks that l'chayra, by shua's hesses, no din in the spa makakoyis. If Hoisvis, the Maschal Migu says, v'teima, my daite the rabbi shashan, that filu yitol l'kuch v'yodei, shua's hesses, lo ilm tzorech. The hidden in the spa makakoyis, men the rais, men the bon That's Tosfos' kasha. And Tosfos' answer is there's no Shua's Hesses because no Tainas Bari. The only thing that Shua's Hesses and Tainas Bari means the Shem don't know you didn't buy it. So if there was no Tainas Bari, there wouldn't be a Shua's Hesses. So the bottom line is, he was coming here with a Taina. I could have said I bought it, and therefore I'm believed now to say you owe me money without a Shua. Because I have the bearer of the Migu, I could have said a Kuchi Biyadi. That's what Rav Sharshim, that was a story while he was sitting on the property. Amalei, so Abaye says, no, not so fast. L'kuchi biyadi le'matz zarmis. You cannot say l'kuchi biyadi. The ika aleha ala kala da ara diyasmihi. He says you could never have said l'kuchi biyadi. What Rashbam learns is that you would not have been believed l'kuchi biyadi. You know why? Because in the years of your chazaka was the macha. What was the macha in the years of chazaka? The macha was that it belongs to the Yisraelim, and that it was mashkanta and it belonged to the Yisraelim, belonged to this family. So since the ever knew it was a mashkin, that is ke'ilu, there's a macha, and therefore you would not have had a possibility to tie the kuchu v'yadei, you would not have a possibility to say that it was bought, because that's considered a macha. That is considered a macha. So you would not have been believed to say that the kuchu v'yadei. Al kaponim, da'ikala kal di'asbi, elo, so he says, Tosfos says, a divim shat, that he says, you would have been believed Kuchi Biyadi, he says. But Tosfos says different. He says that he wouldn't have been ha'aza. Since everyone knew it was a mashkin, for him to say that he bought it, it would have been ha'migu da'aza, and therefore not neman. That's what he says. That's how he says the pshat. That you would not have neman because of migu da'aza. But in any case, the Gemara is saying is that there's no migu here anymore, Kuchi Biyadi, because there's a koil. Like the Rashbam learns that since there's a koil, so there's a macha, and according to Tosfos, because of migu da'aza. So therefore, Zok the Gemara and Zok Abaye told Rava, Rava Sharshim, Ella Zilla Hadri in L.A. Give back the property. When they get older, you will talk to them about it and bring them to Bezdin about owing them the money. But right now, they're not mechuyev until they're 13 years old. The Rashbam says, the Gemara later on says you have to be 20. That's to sell his nechassim. But for a chayiv, when they're 13 already, they have to be responsible, and you bring them to Bezdin, and if you do it with shua, shtar, you could go collect from it lemaisa. So the Gemara vayta, a new Gemara here. Kreva, middle daf lam gimel amadal. Kreva the Rav Idi ba'oven shachiv. The relative of Rav Idi ba'oven died, v'shavak dikloi, left over a palm tree, and the question was, who gets it? Rav Idi ba'oven omar anokav v'nitfei, says, I am the closer karav. Bahu gavra is not a fellow saying, I'm the closer karav. Bahu gavra anokav v'nitfei, I'm the closer karav. And the halacha is a case where two kreivim are arguing. The halacha is kol the alam gvar, whoever stronger gets it. And what happened was, the other fellow was stronger than Rav Nachman, and he took over the dekel, and for 2 years he's eating the dates, selling it for a big profit, and that was the story. Lamaisa l'soif oidi le diu karav tvei. At the end, after 2 years, the other karav told Rav Idi, you know what? You're really more karav. So ukum Rav Chista v'yodei. So they gave it to Rav Idi. They gave this dekel to Rav Idi. Amalei lahadar. So ukum Rav Chista v'yodei. Amalei lahad li peri da'achem hu yoyim ad hashta. So the Rav Idi says, you know what? It's okay, you made it's mine. Give me back the peris you just ate. You just ate my peris. Omar, so Rav Chista tells Rav Idi, Zeu shoimer malav adam gadlu. Is that they say about you? You're adam gadlu. Amanka samach. Who are you being samach on to say that it's yours? Amanka samach mar. Ahai. on him. Hakama, he's telling you that I'm a kavanah tvei. He's saying I'm a karav. So if you don't believe me that the Gemara is saying this, let's Rashi. Let's Rashbam. Am I kesam chiz lischa esbilo? No, it's a paladin Gemara. Am I kesam chiz lischa esbilo? And zok the Rashbam. Am I kesam chiz lischa esbilo? And hi, I does piv shem moida achshav shat akarav yese. Well, Yud Oma, he said, ar hashto, anok kervin atvei. Valko peris. But didn't call him gvar. Vizeh shem moida achshav, now he's moida, arayu, kenois lo es ilo mitaita, yafi shoshin vodin. Somehow the Gemara is saying is, that when I'm moida to you, it's yours, I'm giving it to you from today. Even though Lachar was, but it's yours. It was yours for the past 2 years. Also,
when he won because he's stronger,
right?
At that point, that was
Lachar. Right, it's true. But now, when he's Maida, right? So when he's Maida, what's he Maida? It's only Maida from now on. Kavala, but it makes no sense. Lachar is Maida from. It's always his lying all the years. Exactly. So that's the Rashbam says.
The reason why he got it is not because he lied. The reason why he got it is called out.
You're right. But I know, but only if it's a suffix. Only if it's a suffix. It wasn't a suffix. It's always his. Right. Only because he lied. He's Am Kravitvei. So one more Gemara, then we'll speak out a little thing. The Bayev Rav, the Sphere Lulu, they didn't hold of it. It says, why? Kivin the Oidi Oidi. This is Maida. So we understand Bayev Rav. This is Maida. It's Maida Mafreya. So of course he gets the Paris. Why shouldn't Rav Eidi get the Paris? But what's Pshat in Rav Chista? Rav Chista is saying, no, you don't get the Paris because it's Idaz Badin. So one of the Pshatim are, the Ksais already learns that, you see from here, Idaz Badin is not. It doesn't work with like an emunis that it was his the whole time. It's like a schayvis. So the schayvis on mekan laba. It's a little more lamed pshat. The way the chassam soifer learns a little different. That's within yish. But the truth is, so it's a little bit shvadis pshat. And Tosfos Rosh really asks this clearly. Hadas b'gemayinu. There's an emunis mekan laba. It's like a schayvis. It's like a schayvis. I'm chayv. That's what it means. So really, the truth is, the Tosfos Rosh really asks this as a kasha on the Rashbam. And he doesn't stand up. He says, "The kashlo gersasa in my time with Rav Chista, the loy boy lafuke peres. Hare kiven the oidi the Rav Eidi karv tvei. Hare hoidish achla peres bezal. So it's begezal. Therefore, he doesn't like the pshat. Now, there's another gears which Rashbam himself brings down. That the story here was that there was no clear indication that this fellow ate the peres. How do we know he ate the peres? Only by his own hoida." Only by his own haidah. That's the other pshat he says. That how do you know he ate the peiris? Only haidah's piv. But ashta, because what was the story here? So let me go back. The gears of the story is Rav Chista, Rav Eidi brought Edim that he's the bigger car. It wasn't a haidah. He brought Edim, he's the bigger car. So 2 years, after 2 years, he brought Edim. Now, what happened? He wants the peiris back. So Rav Chista Tainis, no, you don't get the Paris back. Why? Because how do we know he ate Paris? Not from the Edim, because he's Moida. But he's saying it's his. He's still saying it's his. So on that already, you can't be Paris. You have to pshat by Rav then. He says, the Gers is like this. I see Rav Eidi ba Iva Oven Sahadi, the Hava Karev, Ugru Chista Viyade. So I'm Rav Chista, Maika Sam Chista, Chilno Peira, Adas Piv, Ara Hashtu, Ton, and Okavina Tvei. Vahani Sadi, the Isis, Loim Sadi, the only thing you're Karev, but not saying about anything about the Peiris. And therefore, he is believed. That's how he learns. The only problem is that what's going on by Rava? I guess by Rava is saying is, once he made that it was his, and he was made that the Paris, so it's like a Migam Makamadim, saying, it's like a Migam Makamadim, that's really what it is, technically. And that would be the Machlaikas. Whole different Machlaikas, a different Girsa and the thing. Same as in two Pshatim. You think either Rashbam is Girsa, and then it's a big Chiddush and Dalas Vadin, that either it's a Schaiv is Kalaba, or maybe he was Miyayish in those 2 years, or it's like a different Girsa, and then it's a Migu because of the Paris.